This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 11th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration acknowledged last week that it might wind up in court over modernization of the airspace over the New York-Philadelphia area, but went ahead and pulled the pin on the NIMBY grenade anyway. This week, as expected, the war is on. The FAA says it did extensive analysis and held more than 120 public meetings in five states throughout the environmental process. Opponents say they want still more public hearings. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal calls the FAA a lawless government because it did not make an environmental impact statement public, a move that could be interpreted as a violation of law. Blumenthal says he's assembling a coalition to challenge the FAA plans as, quote, legally flawed and environmentally clueless, unquote. The FAA says its plan will reduce delays, fuel consumption, aircraft emissions, and noise for the 29 million people living in the 31,000 square miles affected. But obviously, you can't please everyone. The Lieutenant Governor of Vermont is reportedly among the candidates to succeed Marion Blakey as FAA Administrator when she steps down on Thursday, according to industry sources. The Brattleboro Reformer reports Lieutenant Governor Brian Duby, a captain with American Airlines and a former military pilot, is in the running for the top post at the FAA. Duby has served as chairman of the Aerospace States Association and worked toward the launch of the Vermont Aerospace and Aviation Association. Duby is far from a slam dunk for the post, though. He notes that he is fully engaged as Vermont's lieutenant governor. Former FAA Deputy Administrator Barbara Barrett is thought to also be a strong candidate for the job. Five people are said to have sustained minor injuries when the right main landing gear of a Scandinavian Airlines turboprop failed on landing Sunday at Denmark's Aalborg Airport. The Bombardier Q400 was arriving from Copenhagen carrying 69 passengers and four crew members. The plane reportedly ground-looped after the gear collapsed on landing. The pilot had dumped excess fuel and reported a gear problem before attempting the landing. The Associated Press reported Monday morning that the plane was still on the runway and that 15 flights in and out of Copenhagen had been canceled due to the runway closure. The airline said the landing gear problem was a first, both for the airline and the aircraft maker, Bombardier. SAS has a fleet of 33 Q400s. Other than the aircraft involved in Sunday's incident, none were taken out of service, according to SAS. Peggy Fawcett, Steve Fawcett's wife of 39 years, expressed gratitude on Monday for rescuers searching for her husband. Monday morning at 8:45 a.m. marked 1 week since Fawcett took off from the Hilton Flying M Ranch in a Blanca Super Decathlon, reportedly to scout nearby dry lakes for a suitable location for a land speed record attempt. Quote, our hopes are high and I am confident of a successful resolution to this search, unquote. Much has been made in some general media outlets about Fawcett's failure to file a flight plan, complicating the efforts of searchers. But it's not clear how a flight plan could have been filed for a flight which was intended to land at the same airport it departed and with an undetermined meandering route. The plane did have an emergency locator transmitter, and Fawcett was said to be wearing a Breitling emergency watch, which has a built-in ELT that operates on 121.5 MHz, but requires manual activation. Neither beacon has so far been detected by searchers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Russian bears are now probing Canada's defenses. A Cessna pilot busts an Australian restricted area. And DFW shares its surplus with the airlines. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Robert Poole, Director of Transportation Studies for the Reason Foundation, about his recent writings on reducing airline delays and airport privatization. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.